Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm going to give a very short talk this morning, and then we're going to have our annual meeting. So a phrase from Bob Dylan, a series of phrases from Bob Dylan that I may have talked from before, but if so, I don't remember it. Which, as my wife says, does not mean much. Nevertheless, my love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She knows there's no success like failure, and failure is no success at all. My love, she speaks like silence. That's what we're doing here at Zen Center. We're learning how to steep ourselves in silence so that we can speak from silence. So that instead of speaking from this whirlwind radio program that's going on, we speak from something deeper and more authentic and more present. So we steep ourselves day, moment after moment, day after day, until we actually speak from that place. From this place. That's our practice. That's all Zen is. That's all it is. And my two Japanese teachers really had steeped themselves in silence, and they really spoke from it with their countenance, with their posture, with their eyes, with their smiles, with their generosity, and sometimes even with their anger. They spoke from silence. This is our opportunity here as Zen students, as Zen practitioners, to speak from silence. And Leo Hansen this morning set the stage. He sets the stage with his wonderful shakuhachi music, which comes out of the early Zen monasteries, and in which the spaces between the sounds have great resonance. My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. Yes, of course, we have ideals. Human beings all have ideals. We need to have ideals. But we need to be careful about our ideals, because how quickly our ideals turn into the true way, the true ideal, and how quickly we become violent. How quickly, as human beings, we do that. How quickly we develop a new religious war. The Buddhists versus the Hindus in Sri Lanka, for instance. Now, a very old religious war. The Buddhists got it right. The Hindus got it right. Finally, after thousands and thousands of people being slaughtered. For what? A decade? 2 decades? They're having a truce. A truce. Finally, one ideal against another, one idea against another. That's the history of human consciousness. Just pick up any history book. Look at the nations, look at the states, look at the tribes. Each tribe is the chosen tribe, right? Each tribe is the chosen tribe. So, my love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. Without ideals or violence. That silence is always resonating. Always waiting for us just to tap into it. She knows that there's no success like failure. No success like failure. So as I was saying in practice period the other day, my 4-year-old grandson has just failed. He came home from school and he said to his mama, I don't want to go back to school. I cried 4 times and I failed. I'm a failure. She said, well, what did you do, Ethan? I couldn't draw a wolf. The teacher told me to draw a wolf and I couldn't do it. I'm a failure. I won't go back. 4 years old. 4 years old, and he's already a failure, the poor boy. There's no success like failure. And my daughter My daughter mobilizes that. She mobilizes. She says, oh, what? Tries to find out what's going on. What was he upset about? Why does he have this label of failure already? He thinks he's supposed to draw the wolf in a specific way, right? He's already got that idea in mind. But the underlying problem is that he doesn't speak French very well. He lives in France. And that's the underlying problem. So then they go to the teacher. They have a conference. The teacher finds somebody to tutor him in French. And now on Fridays, preschool is only Monday through Thursday, but now on Fridays he has his favorite teacher from the past one-to-one-ing him in French. So out of his failure, who knows what will happen? Who knows what will happen? Failure, if we embrace it, is a chance for growth, a chance for movement, a chance to become resilient. Always, always. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Failure in zazen, failure in your relationships, failure in getting your mind to steep itself in silence. It's an opportunity to come at it from a different way, to look at it differently, to manifest with it differently, to play with it differently. My love, she speaks like silence, with no ideals or violence. She knows that there is no success like failure. When I was in preschool, I was a success. When I was in first grade, I was a success. When I was in second grade, I was selected by my teacher to recite the night before Christmas to all of the parents and everybody in the school. I was a complete success. So then I was labeled as the gifted child, the successful child. And it was awful, you guys. It was okay for a little while, but pretty soon it became awful. Stultifying. That label defined me. It limited my ability to be alive, to know any silence at all, to know any stillness, any creativity at all. So by the seventh grade, I was out of there. I went to school, but I didn't study. I goofed off. I got in trouble. I did lots of things I don't want to tell you about. I would tell you, but not in a religious context. Actually, I would tell you, but we don't have time. Because I was caught by that label. I was trapped by that label. And then there was my friend Jerry, who was labeled also in the first grade as kind of dumb, a big dumb kid. And he carried that label with him for his whole life. For his whole life. He carried that label with him. So we need to be careful of these labels. That's why we steep ourselves in zazen. That's why we steep ourselves in silence, so that we can just see these labels as not being predictive, as not being ultimately real, as having some expedient momentary value, but that's all. That's all. My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She knows there is no success like failure. And failure, for my friend Jerry, was no success at all. No success at all. So, we are going to proceed to have our annual meeting now. And this is, I was counting up, I think this is the 34th annual meeting here in this building. Since Zen Center started here, moved its building here to the shore of Lake Calhoun. What a wonderful environment to steep ourselves in silence in an urban setting. What a wonderful opportunity we have, moment after moment, year after year, to do that. So I'm just gratified that so many of you are making that commitment and have made that commitment and continue to make it. And I would like to suggest that we can all do this. We can all do this. We can all learn to speak from an authentic something or other. I don't know what it is. Heart-mind? Okay, heart-mind. something authentic rather from the internal whirling about success and failure and good and bad and up and down and before and after. And we can see those labels and just use them when we need to and then let them go.